Beth Orton feels a certain amount of pressure when it comes to her music. The British singer-songwriter had huge success with her first album back in 1999. It was called Trailer Park. And for a while, she was on a roll. More best-selling albums, more touring, more fame. It wasn't altogether comfortable for her, though. She's evolved a lot since then, and her new album, Kid Sticks, is about her releasing everyone else's expectations about the music she should make and just doing the thing that makes her happy. There is a sunniness sprinkled throughout this album, and she did put it together in California, which she told me may have had something to do with that.
For me, there was an ease to being a creative individual whilst having a family, you know, and maybe that's to do with the weather. When you're carting your kids off somewhere, there was always somewhere lovely for them to go. But also, I think just the general nature of being somewhere which has, there wasn't this full stop to every day. The days would roll into the evenings would roll into the nights. There was a flow to life there. And this kind of homespun nature of recording in people's garages, in their gardens, recording in my home, you know, on a computer.
Let's listen to a little bit of the track 1973. What was happening in your life in 1973? How old were you?
I was learning to crawl.
Yeah.
Nothing particularly was going on in 1973. I picked a kind of a non-year. And it wasn't like a conscious thing necessarily, but it did start to become like, oh yeah, I could access my love of Blondie on this track, for example, you know, and Talking Heads. All these incredible artists. T-Rex, you know, I'm not saying that that's the music of, but growing up, these people were very... They informed our younger years, sitting in the back of my car with my dad, you know, listening to David Bowie coming on the radio. It was subversive, and it was quietly subversive. Cut beneath the surface green of
what we say and what we see. In preparation for our conversation, I went back and listened to your first album from 1999, Trailer Park, which I will admit was the soundtrack to my early 20s. I listened to that thing a lot. She cries
your name. I know, but can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You know the way you say, I have to admit, I have this theory that I was a soundtrack to people's past, and that is kind of an awkward thing to be, because then it's almost like a bit of an embarrassment. It's like, well, people have had like deep experiences to your music. It's like, how do you move on from there? And how can anyone ever forgive you if you do? And if at any point you sort of let people down along the way, it's a huge responsibility to have meant something, and it's a huge honor, obviously. I was really like amazed that it touched people, but at a certain point, you know, and I get people saying, oh, but you used to sing like this. It's like, dude, I don't sing like that anymore. I'm much older and I have much different experience. And there's a world that I can only see by the light of the moon. And
there's that I can only want more than. Do you feel freer, though? I mean, when you look back at the person that you were and the music that you made in that time and the sound, how do you look at her and that musician, and how does she inform who you are today?
I think I look at myself like a big sister now. It's not like a parent, but it's like a big sister, and I feel very protective of who I was and how it was to become famous for something that was very personal. And very quickly and unusually, and what a privilege, basically, ultimately, of course.
I want to play one other song from the new album. Let's listen to Flesh and Blood. There's always been a beautiful sky. There's just some clouds in my eyes. I was wild, but I need you to be free. There is an aim unto me.
Is there a story in that song? Yeah, it's a story about second chances. It's about life after life, you know, rather than life after death. It's like going, oh my goodness, I'm still alive and I have another life to lead. Hang on a minute. Like, how did that happen?
Did you have that awakening?
Yeah, I definitely feel that I had that awakening.
You know, I got to ask you, what triggered that awakening then?
Well, I don't know, maybe making this record, maybe having my family, you know, my husband and my kids, and I don't know, and maybe ill health of my own, but sort of I've been managing it for many years. I have Crohn's disease, but I've found an amazing diet that's changed my life, and just an attitude shift maybe as well, and just like, hang on a minute. It's hard to say. See, that's why I put in songs, because and even then I'm not even entirely sure what I'm actually saying. But, you know, is anyone ever really that sure? So I have a compulsion to write, I think. I have a compulsion to put words into sounds as much as anything.
Beth Orton joined us from the studios of the BBC in Brighton. Her new album is called Kid Sticks. Beth, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.